This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. It is Monday, August 15th, when I have an opportunity to speak with Dale Moe, who is a member in good standing of the Two Harbors Ukulele Group. And I'll have to ask you, Dale, are you wearing a heavy title of leadership these days? What does your business card say?
The business card says member of the Two Harbors Ukulele Group. I'm one of a committee of three that basically we run the Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival and the other events that we participate in, such as the gigs that we do, whether it be just going to the nursing home and playing or going down to Fitgers and playing in the Red Star Lounge.
Well, how far back does the ukulele group go in its development versus, you know, how long you've had this pretty grand vision of international carnival? And that's no joke. This really is an international ukulele carnival. So did one follow short in the heels of the other? I can't remember how long Thug has been in operation.
Well, we've been in operation for about 12 years, and with this will be our 11th annual. We did have a little break there because of a little thing called COVID. But other than that, we've had several of these ukulele carnivals, and we call it Ukulele Carnival, by the way. This is Al Anderson's brainchild. Al is the founder of the group, and he said, you know, let's have fun. Let's call it a carnival. Carnivals are fun, right?
I take it there's no midway, though.
No rides, no bouncy house, nothing like that. Just a lot of music. And as far as the international moniker goes, yeah, I just got off the phone with a lady who just arrived from London who will be here on Thursday through Sunday. And we've had them from Ireland. We've got people coming down from Ontario and Manitoba. So yeah, international.
Word gets around, I guess, the world of uke players. It's definitely grown significantly in my lifetime, but, I mean, somebody could still call it a kind of a specialty niche of musicians, but probably numbers in the many thousands, and that there are uke groups that have formed around the U.S. You're not the only small town anymore with a collection of traveling musicians.
Well, we do claim to be the best ukulele orchestra in southwestern Lake County, Minnesota.
Well, you'll take all comers, I take it. I mean, I don't know that this is this is music, right? This isn't a contest. This is like there's an unlimited supply of good music that the world could use. So the more the merrier.
It is a community. Folks that we've gotten to know from Memphis, one of our headliners this year, Pete McCarty, and he's been up here for several years in a row. He's from Memphis, and through him, we've gotten to know other people. In fact, we got to know him by another one of our headliners, David Remiger, who goes by Ukester Brown.
Uh-huh.
He got to Pete McCarty, introduced us, said, hey, come on up to Minnesota and try this out. This is a great deal. So this community talks with each other. I then went down to a ukulele festival in Nashville, Indiana, not Tennessee.
Oh.
And another one of our headliners this year was performing down there. And I went backstage afterwards and said, hey, here's my card. I'd like you to come up to Two Harbors, Minnesota and play at our ukulele festival. And he looked at me like, who are you? How do you know? And he said, let me think about it. Well, he went and talked with Pete McCarty, and Pete said, well, yeah, brother, let's go. And so it's a small community of ukulele players that talk to each other. And with social media, it's pretty easy, Facebook and what have you.
Right. Well, now that you're entering your second decade, there's probably a pretty strongly established word of mouth about positive experiences people have had up here. I assume that there aren't horror stories. It seems that names like Pete McCarty, I seem to remember for quite a while. Do I have that name right? McCarty, the guy
you
from Nashville.
You have it right.
It is Pete. Okay, because I see a Petey Mac here listed.
Same guy.
Thank you. You have a pretty good turnout of pre-registrations already, and I know that space can be an issue. Can you want to talk about where and how you've been able to develop a venue for holding this event, and where where it is and how folks that still want to get involved and maybe register. I know there's the formal registration by over the internet has ended and people can register in person, I believe, up through midday Saturday.
That is correct. We started this ukulele carnival up at the Silver Creek Town Hall, and it started out with 30 people, and it grew from there. It got to the point a few years ago where we uncomfortably had 100 people in that town hall, and people standing on the porch and hanging in the windows, and the town of Silver Creek took their utility shed, which is about three times the size of the town hall, and with our help and about 35 volunteers, we remodeled that into a music pavilion. So now we're in there, and we have that packed, and people are standing outside.
Well, growth, what can you do?
Yeah. Well, here's what we can do. We went Friday, Saturday, Sunday up there. This year, we're going to start on Thursday. We're going to have a concert in the City of Two Harbors at the Bandshell down in Thomas Owens Memorial Park. So that'll give locals a chance to come and hear Pete McCarty. Devin Scott will have Ukester Brown, and then, of course, the world-famous Two Harbors Ukulele Group. And this will be at, 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Start the day to hear this whole group playing, and there will be about 100 ukuleles playing at once.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Does that break the laws of physics even? No, I suppose not.
Yeah.
I did want to clarify this all to happen in Thomas Owens Park.
Yes, it will. And then after we have the Facebook live streaming from 4 to 5, at 5:30, right across the street at the United Church, they're offering a simple supper available. And so folks can just walk over there. It's a very inexpensive supper to have. And then at 7 o'clock, we start off with the concert in the park with the folks I had just described. And after that, if we have any of the ukulele players still around and weather permits, don't tell Castle Danger Brewery, but I think we're going to go over there and do a little playing outside.
So what did they call it? Just a few years ago, they would have called this like a flash mob of uke players.
I hesitated to call that.
Well, now that we're saying it on the radio, it'll manifest by somebody. We'll spill the beans, I suspect.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm hoping you have good weather to make that a really fun occasion, because it could be just a treat.
If it does rain, we're going to hold the event inside the United Church. I've been forecast, and there's rain in the forecast, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with